three-question deal. Last 6 weeks working with Doug and Tom, it's been really good. I think both Doug, Tom, and I have embraced the process, and there's been a lot of communication with all decisions, and it's been truly a team effort, not only between the three of us, but the coaching staff and our personnel staff.
What was it about Doug that made him the right guy for the permanent job?
Well, I think he had a 2 weeks head start on everybody else, and also he's been there for the last 2 years, so I think he can identify very quickly of kind of what went wrong and what needs to be fixed. He was very decisive in his plan moving forward for the next couple of years. And I think the players really responded to him the last 2 weeks of the season. So I anticipate that even being more so in the future.
The way that his time in Buffalo ended, give you any sort of pause? And did you have to have a pretty frank conversation with him about what went on there?
I didn't. You know, obviously he's been here for the last 2 years, and obviously I'm from Buffalo too. So I followed that situation closely as it kind of unfolded. But I know the person he is. I know I spent the last 2 years working with him day in, day out. What happened in the past is the past. I think Doug's a great human being, a great person. Like he said yesterday, I think he's learned from, you know, how to handle different situations, and I think that's going to make him a better coach this time around. I think for both those guys, I think it's important for them to hit the market, see what their value is, and then kind of circle back with their representation. Well, I think Coach Walsh and Coach Marone have sat down quite a bit with the defensive staff, and obviously he's a dynamic athlete with dynamic playmaking ability. So I think between Telvin, Puz, and him, I think the coaches will have a good rotation where you're seeing him on the field, you know, 85-95% of the time. I think that still depends on what we do, in free agency, what we do in the draft. But I think Puz is going to be a very important part of this defense next year and moving forward.
How was the adjustment when Tom came in? Obviously, the structure changed. The way you guys all learn about doing things changed. How was the adjustment period for you? Did it take a while?
No, you know, surprisingly enough, through the whole process and having an idea that this was going to happen, you kind of think, how's this going to work? But Tom's been great. It's been great to be able to walk down the hallway and bounce some things off of him. Hey, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? And then we sit together with he, I, and Doug, and we come together on a collective decision.
Dave, I know you went a different direction, but Josh McDaniels, that interview, I was wondering how that went, and what exactly is your relationship with him going back to the way?
Well, it's interesting because obviously we played college football together, and when we went to the interview and I talked to him the night before, I'm like, God, I don't even remember the last time you and I talked. And you would think coming to the combine or senior bowls or, you know, through preseason games, we'd run into each other. We probably haven't talked in about 5 or 6 or 7 years. And we both recognize that we need to do a better job communicating moving forward. But as far as the interview goes, he did a great job. I don't think this was his time, knowing that they're going to go far into the playoffs and Super Bowl. He's got a great situation there, and he'll get an opportunity here sooner than later.
You have until May to pick up Blake's fifth-year option. There's no games between now and then, so what's the process for how you approach thinking about that?
Well, I think just like with everything we've done from the end of season until now, we get a lot of input from our coaches. We got OTAs. We got mini camps. We got a lot of things between now and then to see where he is at. I don't think any decision will be made until closer to May.
Was about 18 yard per catch, almost hit that at 15. I think that number dropped closer to like 12 yards per catch this last season. I was just wondering if you had any thoughts on how that came to be.
Well, I think one is I think you started seeing a lot more attention to Allen Robinson with defenses. I think they put a safety more to his side. So some of those bigger plays, explosive plays, were limited, which ended up opening up for like Marquise Lee. And you saw Marquise kind of emerge this year, take advantage of those opportunities. Kind of like what I said on Monday with Blake, over the last 2 years, he's had 64 touchdowns or accounted for 64 touchdowns. There's only four quarterbacks in the league that have produced more touchdowns than that over the last 2 years. Obviously, Blake, like he said, and like Coach Marone said and Coach Coughlin said, he's got to cut down on the turnovers. But I think he'll do that. I think he'll learn, you know, to maybe throw the ball away at times. He's such a competitive person, but it's a maturation process with him. And until we can account for the 64 touchdowns, he's going to be our quarterback.
How do you anticipate the challenge being in free agency when so many more teams have more money to spend than maybe in previous years?
Well, I think we have to be disciplined. You know, we're going to set a limit for our guys that we're going to target. We're going to be aggressive for the guys we want. And then if, you know, we can't be careless with the money.
Do you consider the offensive line your biggest goal?
No.
Edge rusher?
No. Sure, just keep going down the list.
If you guarantee you'll say yes.
I think both. I think you have some premier guys there, and I think you can find very quality rushers throughout the draft. Yeah, it's hard. You know, I think it depends on the person. It depends on the system. And it depends on their injury history. But, you know, if they haven't had a lot of injuries in college and they've handled the workload, that's a positive thing.
Is Chris Ivory a guy that you're looking to give more out of this year?
He is. It was an unfortunate situation. I think we saw glimpses of what he can do. The biggest thing with Chris is obviously his health, and he had a setback early in the season and just never kind of caught up to where he should have been from a conditioning standpoint.
World, is he a guy that's going to out-touch T.J. Yeldon and kind of be the lead dog there in that command?
I think it'd be more of a 1A, 1 type of deal. I think the two of them have different skill sets. Chris is an angry downhill runner. T.J.'s a great receiver out of the backfield, really good in pass protection, great third down back, but can also take those tough carries in the middle too. So he's more of an elusive type of runner. Well, he's a hell of a competitor. I think it's hard for any rookie corner to come in and play at any level in the NFL. But to do what he did the last half of the season was pretty impressive. I know our game against Houston, I've had multiple personnel people come up to me after that second game in Houston and say that they haven't seen a rookie corner play at such a high level.
Tayshawn Gibson, how do you try and get more out of him in year two?
Well, I think what goes unnoticed about Tayshawn is how we've really cut down on the explosive plays. The interception production may not have been there, but the cut down on explosive plays was critical for our defense last year.
Dave, you mentioned Marquise Lee earlier. It seemed like he started off a little slow in his career, but it's really developed quite well lately. Just from your perspective, what you've seen with him?
He has, and same thing with Marquise as Chris Ivory is just health. You know, we always saw the flashes of Marquise and his ability to compete at a high level, but I think once he became healthy and was able to play 16 games, you saw what he can do on the field.
Dave, what kind of weapon can Christian McCaffrey be in this league? Is he hard to find a place for in a lot of offenses, or do you think he's been anywhere?
Yeah, I don't think he's hard to find a place for. He's a hell of a college player. He's got great punt return skills. He can return kicks for you. He could be a third down back. He could probably be a slot receiver if he wanted to be. He's got incredible ability to make people miss in space, and he's tough enough to run in between the tackles. So I think any team would be able to find a spot for him.
Last two guys.
Can he be an every down back? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I think he weighed in a little bit over 200 pounds, but he's a pretty solid back. I think it's hard to just categorize anybody as an every down back. It's tough in this league to play 16 games and take 20, 25 carries. I think you look at the good teams like the Atlanta Falcons and what they did this past year, and they have two backs that could be every down backs, but I think they're more efficient splitting the carries.
Same question on Jabril Peppers, on where he fits maybe on defense in the NFL.
I think it depends on your scheme, and I think this next couple days will depend on where he shows up, how much he weighs, what he runs, and all the athletic testing skills.